You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we'll hear from the incumbent, Nancy O'Malley. Recently, she's been criticized for accepting a $10,000 campaign donation from the Fremont Police Union while her department was investigating officers in that department for the 2017 killing of 16-year-old Elena Mondragon. But first, I asked her about alternatives to incarceration for young people and the rehabilitative program called Restorative Justice, in which victims and offenders meet and talk about how to repair the harm done. This is from your platform that your priority for youth engaged in criminal activity is always rehabilitation and providing restorative justice to youth.
Right.
And then at the same time, I see a leading restorative justice figure like Fania Davis not supporting you. And it's just, I'm wondering, like, what have you done, what has your department done to minimize levels of incarceration for youth and encourage these alternatives to incarceration?
So part of what we've been doing with juvenile is we have youth court. We do have restorative justice through Community Works. We've gotten a wonderful award from them. We have diversion. We have reduced the number of filings against juvenile by 2/3 in the last 5 years. We're in the schools. We have a lot of programs that are helping youth to find their path.
When a leader in a program like restorative justice supports your opponent and not yourself, does that tell you anything? Does that make you think about anything? Or
no, I mean, I respect Fania Davis. I you know, think Our Joy is an excellent program. I wish it had more funding to get more broadly implemented. But you know, I have a lot of support myself.
Let's talk about your support. Long list, including the governor, government agencies, mayors from all around the county, including where I'm from, Union City, Police Officers Association all over the county. Your opponent is endorsed by a number of progressive groups, number of elected officials, but also by community groups that represent some black and brown communities, Black Lives Matter, youth groups, Angela Davis, Ron Dellums, social justice and civil rights icons. It's just looking at these lists, it feels like there's a divide or a disconnect. Can you comment on that?
Well, I don't think there are. I mean, I think that we both have support from diverse communities, but it doesn't come down for me. It doesn't really come down to race. It might come down to philosophy, but not race.
Where do you think we are in terms of community trusting police in Alameda County and maybe in Oakland in particular?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we have work to, we still have work to do. I think one of the things that's helping to change the dynamic, not from the relationship standpoint as much as from police awareness, is that the law now requires them to log and document contacts with the community, including identifying the ethnicity of the person that they're engaging with. And when we have data, it allows us to tell the truth about what's really happening. So people can say, no, we don't have racial profiling, or we're not stopping someone based on race. But then when you start looking at data, you might see a very different picture. And I think that that helps to have honest internal conversation.
One of the main arguments against your campaign has to do with your accepting of $10,000 from the Fremont Police Union while your office was investigating members of that police force for the 2017 death of 16-year-old Elena Mondragon. Your office investigated and eventually cleared the officers. Mm-hmm. So first of all, is it accurate that you accepted money from the union months before your department cleared the Fremont policemen from wrongdoing?
I did get a campaign contribution from the Fremont Police Officers Association in the amount of $10,000. And so I had a team that was investigating the Fremont situation. They're not involved in politics at all, nor should they be, because in the DA's office, this is why it's a nonpartisan race. In the DA's office, it really has to be free of bias and or prejudice or favoritism. So those members that investigated the case had nothing to do with the campaign. I was in the campaign mode. So I got the campaign donation. They did the investigation. when it came to, and that was, and I agree with the decision they made, but when it came to light that there's the work that now has an appearance of impropriety because of the campaign, that I immediately reached out to the Attorney General's office and then beyond. So that case has been turned over to a different agency, and they are doing the investigation from start to finish. The money that, rather than just give it back to the Fremont police, I gave it to a women's shelter, because those are things that I've fought for my career. And so that money went to a women's shelter, and that's where we are. We're waiting for some decision from the other agency. And I think that the women's shelter was very grateful that they received $10,000.
But you get how people may have started thinking, like, it might be problematic or it's concerning to people.
Of course. Of course. That's why I did what I did.
What's the one thing you want people to understand before this election, before they go to the polls?
I think that if people know what we do, if they went to the website and learned about what we're doing, or they themselves had an experience that helped them get beyond the negative part of their interaction with us, meaning being a victim of crime or being involved in crime, that I think people have been, I think people would be very, very proud of this DA's office and me.